B. Reading and culture. Read and answer the questions. After Sarah visited the Space Centre last summer, she decided she wanted to be an astronaut. Astronauts get to go where no other humans will ever go. They fly up into space beyond the Earth's atmosphere and can even visit the moon. The Space Centre showed videos of all the famous astronauts who've already been into space. These videos explained how the different nations developed space programs to try and be the first to successfully launch humans into space. Russian astronauts are called cosmonauts, and the first person in space was cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin, who made the trip in April 1961. In 1969, Neil Armstrong became the first person to ever walk on the moon, except because there's no gravity, he didn't really walk. He glided and bounded across the surface instead. He remained attached to the spaceship so that he wouldn't float off into space. Even though there are now many female astronauts who have been into space, none have ever landed or walked on the moon. Sarah wants to be the first one. While she was at the Space Centre, Sarah also went in a machine that shows you what it's like to be in zero gravity, as if you're in space. She floated around and her body felt entirely weightless. It was so much fun. She did somersaults and hung upside down. Then she went inside a real space shuttle, which had been into space and back four times before it was put into the museum for people to look at instead. She sat in a real astronaut seat on the flight deck, and they showed her some of the controls and how the astronauts communicated with Earth when they were out in space. She couldn't wait to be back again one day on her very own space mission.